Safe as Houses. This is podcast number 20. So far in the story, Sally Yam has regained her beloved Lavinia, who is now a vampire. She's paralyzed by the day and weak as a kitten and hungry, but when sunlight falls on her, she doesn't turn to ash or die. She starts to go into orgasm instead. When Sally finally blocks out the sun, unable to bear it anymore, seeing Lavinia like that, Lavinia comes back to herself and tells the story of how she became a vampire. As she starts to talk, her face goes dead, and she's clearly describing a descent into hell. Today is episode 20 of the podcast, which is, for the story itself, part 7, Hell.
I guess I seen hell, Lavinia started.
Sally watched with love and sympathy and concern in her eyes as Lavinia's face grew ashen.
I had this gnawing, she said, with her eyes closed. It was all I could feel. Couldn't think, fuck. Didn't even think of thinking. Wouldn't have wanted to.
Her face showed the pain as she thought of those first moments as a vampire.
Oh, I remember it. It was like I'd got some special dispensation from the Pope to be an animal. I moved. I saw you lucky living assholes, and it was like, you know, kid at the window of a candy store. I did everything to find a way into that plaza. Around me, enemies. Hundreds and hundreds of enemies. Trying to outsmart me, trying to outsmart everyone else. Jesus, fuck yeah. That's what hell's gotta be like. So, I had to keep moving, keep trying any trick. But because I was brand new, I couldn't be near as crafty as the, I don't know what to call them, the seniors, the older ones. Fuck, on my guard every second, not to show any sign of weakness. And all the time, hungry. I've missed a few meals my time, fasted by choice for a day or so. I've never felt any hungry like that hungry.
Sally noticed that Lavinia said, that hungry, instead of this hungry. Was the hunger less now? Had the sunlight helped?
Jesus God, the sad voice continued. Oh God, what a bleak time. I remember it. Moving, moving. Trying this, trying that. All around me, competitors for the food, moving. Pushing at the edges, trying anything, calling out, coaxing, teasing.
Lavinia's eyes opened, and her brow wrinkled like she was trying to understand something. The puzzled look stayed as she repeated, trying any trick? Anything at all? Yeah, I would have done anything. She gave up on whatever it was she was trying to figure out, and went on. Well, anyway, long, long, fucking long time later, the sky starts to pink up. When it does, you can feel this energy start up, this
shit, gotta get underground, but let's have one more try to get someone energy. I'm thinking,
no, it's not even like thinking. I'm feeling just terrible, like I'm outside and can't ever go inside again.
And then me comes back to me. I remember who on. I remember who I was. I remember it full on, and I see your face, and I feel all that I lost.
Her face crumpled, and Sally pulled her closer. For half a minute, Lavinia's head was on her shoulder, and Lavinia made no move to bite her neck. Sally took that risk deliberately, fairly sure that she could fight Lavinia off if she tried, but starting to wonder if she would surrender instead. This is no time to bottom, she told herself sternly. Can't go there. Can't. Against her neck, Lavinia said,
put me back. Can't stand it.
Sally quickly set her back on the pillow. Can't stand? She asked in a neutral tone.
Let me finish my story. Lavinia looked guilty.
Sally suspected what had happened. So, anyway, Lavinia continued quickly, did she know? Couldn't she see how impressed Sally would be that she resisted the urge to drink? But she continued, so I'm thinking, we had a home, and I put my hand right here. Lavinia's hand twitched where it was draped across Sally's back, and her face showed an instant, quickly suppressed, of panic that she couldn't move. Shh! I hate this! Where you put your hand was on the raven emblem, Sally said quietly, and you spoke the words from the opera. How did you know that? You did exactly the same stuff when you first... Sally couldn't even finish that sentence. Lavinia looked confused for a moment and then said, oh, yeah, I remember now. That was the last rational thought I had until this morning. It's like I picked up right there. So I touched the raven, and I remembered that old guy and how I'd always thought this raven had a little magic in it. When we talked about the Wagner, and just by the way, I was impressed. I was impressed as fuck that you'd seen it. But I don't know if I really told you about the ravens, so don't have a hissy if I'm telling you something you know, right? Sally smiled. It was one of the few sources of tension in their relationship, that Lavinia, usually, felt compelled to explain anything pre-1990. I won't bite, she said, and then wished she'd phrased it another way. But Lavinia went right on. Okay, so Odin's got these companion birds. They fly out every day, and they come home at night and tell the god everything they've seen. I don't know if the one on my chest is Hugin or Munin, those are the damn birds' names, but you see he's whispering into Odin's ear. And there's the quote on it from Götterdämmerung, you know, that Fleischheimer Robin shit, fly home you ravens. I think, what, Brunhilde sings it when she's about to die? Sally nodded. Fly home, she says, you damn birds. Well, I thought that, and the next thing I know, I'm flying through the night. Not flying, you know, running hell fuck fast. And there's our home, where we parked it, and I got the keys. Only a couple other vampires around by now. It's seconds before the sun's up. And I want to get in so bad it's a hurt even bigger than the hungry. I'm not sure. I think I hear one of the running vamps calling out to me to get underground. Maybe not, though, because it's everyone for himself. But it comes to this. I don't got time to try the door and to run for shelter. I'm crazy with the hungry, and I know the sun'll kill me. But I see you looking down at me, and I think how Brunhilde set the damn birds home to burn the damn gods to the ground, and then jumped into the fire to be with the one she loved. And I chose this. I still don't know how. And then I was in. And 1 second after I hide, because I don't know what you're going to do, boom, I can't move. Another ripple of panic, sternly suppressed, made Lavinia breathe hard for a moment. Sally held Lavinia for a long time. Her body wasn't warm and living, but it wasn't ice either, it was room temperature. It felt like Sally was holding a bundle of clothes or a body pillow. And then, with a start which jarred her heart, she woke up, knowing it was hours later, and she'd been asleep with a vampire in her arms the whole time. Her neck felt strange. Lavinia's eyes were closed, and she was motionless. Cautiously, Sally took her right hand from Lavinia's back and brought it up to her neck. Smooth skin, no wetness, no healed bumps. Her neck was probably just stiff from sleeping like this. She looked at her watch, a little after 3. She wasn't sure she should wake Lavinia up, but she had no hesitation of what to do anymore. Babe? Babe! She rubbed Lavinia's back. No response. There was probably some vampire thing where once they went to sleep for the day they couldn't wake up until sundown. Everything was so damn cutting edge and uncertain. More firmly, she shook Lavinia, and she said, Baby, I need you to wake up. Lavinia's eyes snapped open. Relieved, Sally said, I've decided. Lavinia slid from Sally's arms and flew to her feet in a huge electric motion. Sally was so shocked that she floundered helplessly for a crucial second. Huge fists pounded on the rear door of the camper at that same instant. A shriek rent the air as Sally recovered and scrambled into a ready crouch, eyes scanning left, right. Lavinia was pressed against the rear doors. She screamed, a thin, horrible scream. Thank you for joining me today. That was podcast number 20, Hell. The story was copyright 2014 by me, Michael Litsky. For information about the music you hear in the background, and for a print version of the story, and for other stories I've written, and for other thoughts I have about the world and all kinds of things, please visit my website, www.fictionandmore.com. Next week, podcast 21 will have part 8 of the story. It's entitled Still Welcome. See you then.